But on the corner of my eye, I saw this man, and all of a sudden he accidentally bumps into me. And as soon as he bumped into me, so lightly bumped into me, that man went flying backwards through the air. The people out there actually parted as he went flying through the air backwards on the ground dead.
Now, some of you, this is a new area. Others understand. But I'm telling you, this is life-saving, essential, end-time information. Becky Dvorak, define the demon of death.
The spirit of death, it's a demon, and it's a deadly demon, and it's out to steal, to kill, and to destroy us in every way possible.
Give me some examples to identify this.
A spirit of death would come after someone in the area of incurable rare diseases, or someone has reoccurring sickness and disease in their bodies that they just can't seem to get free of. They have thoughts of suicide, or they have murderous, terroristic thoughts against other people, including abortion. And sometimes people are so bound by a spirit of fear. That's what a spirit of death does to people, and you know that it's attacking you.
How does this get into people?
The spirit of death, it's real sly, it's real cunning, and it's looking for a weakness. It's looking for an entrance into your life. And so if you're weak in faith in a certain area, it'll come after you in that manner. Negative emotions are definite open doors to the spirit of death to come in.
What's the first thing when we recognize there's something going on and it isn't just normal? What do we do?
Well, we need to take our authority over it and renounce it, cut it off from us in the name of Jesus.
How do you do that?
Well, an example is to lay your hand on your body and say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce this spirit of death. I command it out of my body, and I release the spirit of life into it in the name of Jesus.
I have many people that teach based on studying the Bible. Becky teaches based on firsthand experience, but unfortunately, she didn't have anyone teaching her these things. You were on the mission field, and you get hit with the worst kind of typhoid that it's possible. Tell me about that. And you didn't do nothing. You didn't know even how to fight it.
You're right. I didn't know how to fight it. And with typhoid, it's something that reoccurs in your body, and it's high fevers, and it's very painful, and it just totally drains you. It wears you out. And this time it was level 4, which was the worst. And I didn't know what I know today. I didn't know to come against it. I didn't know those things. And I remember just laying in my bed in our bedroom, and I just reached a point where I just didn't want to fight anymore. And I just said, God, take me home. As soon as I said those words, take me home, God, I heard the Lord speak to me and in the form of a rebuke. And he said, get out of bed and get dressed. And you know what? It's what I needed to hear, Sid. And I heard the Lord say again, but not in the form of a rebuke, but in the form of an encouragement, like, you can do it. And he said, get up, get out of bed, and get dressed. And it was very ungraceful, very unladylike, I'm telling you, but I just slid out of the bed onto a lump on the floor. And I crawled. It took everything within me, but I crawled to that dresser. And I got myself dressed. It took a long time, but I got myself dressed. And then I crawled to the door, and I had to try and reach and open up that door, but I got it open. And then I had to pull myself up in the doorway. But I got myself up, and I was leaning against this wall, this hallway, And with every step, I'm telling you, I felt strength return to my body. And from that moment on, I never, ever had another bout with typhoid. I never had one symptom of it in my body.
You know, Becky, never give up.
Amen.
Never give up.
Never.
Never give up.
Amen.
Now, what Becky loves to do, she knows how to do it the hard way. She doesn't wish that on anyone.
No, I don't.
Her heart's desire is to train you. Tell me about the parents of the 3-year-old girl that you trained.
Yes, I receive prayer requests all the time from people, and I try to answer them the best I can. And there was a couple in the United States, and the man's name is Victor, and they have a 3-year-old little girl. And the little girl was suffering for 7 months already with epileptic seizures. And they were just very bad seizures, and no medication, nothing was working for her. And he cried out in desperation, and he asked me to pray for him. So I prayed for him. This is online, and I prayed for him. And then I gave him direction. Now I need you to renounce the spirit of death and release the spirit of life. And part of what I taught him to do is what I teach people when it comes to epileptic seizures, which can be very deadly. I told him, in the name of Jesus, you go in with your words and prophesy over that brain. And in Jesus' name, we supernaturally erase every pathway that those seizures are following. And we declare the word of the Lord, and it may not redig any more pathways for these seizures to follow, because in Jesus' name, that spirit of death, that premature death, that epileptic spirit is gone in her, in Jesus' name. And so I told him.
I'll tell you what, just as you're saying that, I feel like something good is going on.
Amen, amen. The word never returns void, amen. And so I told him, just start speaking this, no matter what it looks like. I don't care how many seizures she has in front of you. You just keep quoting it out loud. And 7 days later, he wrote me and he said, I have a testimony to share with you. And it happened right away, but I waited for a full week before I contacted you again. She has never had one more seizure. It's gone.
You know,
amen.
This woman,
amen,
has been taught, personally taught by God, to teach others. And I think it's so wonderful. You've written the prayers out for different types of diseases. There are people watching us, I believe, even in a hospital room and other places right at this moment. And they're battling the same thing you're talking about, in a spirit of death. Would you look at them and give them advice? Be their coach right now.
Well, right now, in Jesus' name, I say, never give up, no matter how bad that situation looks, no matter how bad the medical report is. You never give up. You have to learn how to choose to live, choose to fight, and choose to win. And so you lay your hand on yourself right now, and you renounce that spirit of death, you renounce that sickness, and you command it out of your body in the name of Jesus, and then you release the spirit of life and the healing power of the Holy Spirit to flow into your body. But first of all, you cannot give up. You have to choose to live, and you have to choose to fight.
Well, I have been reading the reports of people that sit under your teaching. Let me ask you this. You're driving, I guess, towards Guatemala, and there was a crazy man driving a truck. Tell me about that story.
Yes, this happened many years ago in our early years of living in Guatemala. And we were driving through Mexico on our way to Guatemala. And we were on this trucker's route. It's by the Gulf of Mexico. And they're really crazy drivers at that point. And anyway, it's all hill country, and it was clear for me to make this pass. And so I'm going along, and all of a sudden this man in this semi-truck looks down, and I think because he saw I was a woman driving this car, and at that time it wasn't very common there. And he saw me, and he started to laugh at me. He stepped on the pedal, so he went faster and faster, And I'm telling you.
And you're trying to.
I'm trying to pass.
And he's going faster mm-hmm. than you.
And up in the distance, I see over on top of the other hill, another semi-truck coming over the hill. And the guy can see it coming, and he's laughing away at me. And I'm going as fast as I can, and there's nothing I can do. In the natural, there's no way of escape. This man, I just have to say, just had the spirit of death over him, and just this murderous type of spirit came over him. And this semi coming over the hill, it's coming down, and that semi is picking up speed. And I didn't know anything that I know today. I just knew I had a God that loved me and cared for me, and this was not of God. This was purely of Satan. That's all I knew at that point in life. And this semi is coming, and it's coming, and it's sounding its horn. And all I know, Sid, is I saw the brightest, whitest, glorious light, and it was just a big flash of light. And the next thing I knew, we were far ahead of this man, and as if nothing had ever happened. And there was no explanation for it other than what I read in the Bible about being translated.
What actually happens, do you know this? Do you know what actually happens when you die? Becky died, and she's going to explain what happens. Be right back.
Call now and get Becky Dvorak's brand new book, Conquering the Spirit of Death, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Created to Win, plus her exclusive prophetic booklet, God's End Time Supernatural Survival Guide. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9662. Through Becky Dvorak's brand new book, Conquering the Spirit of Death, and her exclusive and anointed three-part audio CD teaching set, Created to Win, you will understand how to experience and enforce the resurrection power of Jesus to overcome the devil's attacks on your life. Discover how to use the weapons of warfare that God has equipped you with to overcome everything you're facing. Understand how to prophesy life over yourself. Find out how to speak healing into every situation. Find out how to pray Psalm 91 to place God's hedge of protection over you and others. Learn how to overcome the spirit of death itself. Every chapter of the book ends with questions to help you digest the teaching and powerful prayers to help you implement God's blessings and promises for your life. On the audio CDs, Becky includes anointed prayers for you to be healed from sickness and disease, for your past visions and dreams to be resurrected and activated, for provision and financial blessings to flourish in your life. You will also receive Becky Dvorak's exclusive prophetic booklet, God's End Time Supernatural Survival Guide. Through this end time booklet, learn how to properly discern the voice of the Lord. Discover how to recognize and avoid deception. Understand the various ways on how God communicates with you. Find out how the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit can transform your life. Receive clear instruction on how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The booklet includes powerful prayers and declarations to help you stay on course and be effective in your life and ministry in these days of the end times. Don't miss out on getting Becky Dvorak's brand new book, Conquering the Spirit of Death, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Created to Win, plus her exclusive prophetic booklet, God's End Time Supernatural Survival Guide. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9662. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9662 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
You know something? If you can conquer that spirit of death, everything else is almost easy. And the method is the same. That's what's so important about this teaching. But this spirit of death keeps trying to come on, Becky. Tell me about the time you actually died.
Yes, I did. I remember I was in Guatemala. And one thing I want to express here, ask God, why is the spirit of death coming after us? What is going on in the situation? And he'll tell you, and it will reveal great things. And the enemy is just plain afraid of us. He's afraid of us, so he wants to take us out so we don't fulfill our destiny. But here is what happens when you die. And you know, oftentimes, and we talked about this before, about having a fear of death and people being afraid because they don't know what's going on. And I'm talking about God's people, but I'm telling you, Jesus took the sting out of death for the believer. And as this was happening, as my spirit was lifting out of my body, I'm laying in my bed, breathing in those last breaths. And so you're lifting out. And as soon as I lifted out of that body, the next thing I knew, I was standing in this glorious light next to the side of the bed. And the Lord just allowed me to just worship Him. And I just worshiped and worshiped and worshiped. And then all of a sudden, I looked over here and Jesus was sitting up above the bed. And, you know, halfway in the wall. And the next thing I knew, I was sitting next to Him halfway in the wall. And you can see through the walls. You can hear everything that's going on around you. I could see my husband in the next room, the bathroom, and he was crying out to God. He was crying out to God for my life. And all of a sudden, I looked at Jesus, and He's looking at me like this. And I looked at Him and I said, wait a minute, it's not my time to go. And I said, but who's gonna call me back in my body? And He said, you are. And I said, okay. And it was like, God, Jesus was training me. I'm saying, okay, in the name of Jesus, I command my spirit back into my body in the name of Jesus. And the next thing I knew, it was morning. And it was very strange when I woke up because I knew Sid, and it's gonna make me cry. I could have been with Jesus for eternity at that moment. I could have. But I knew that He wanted me to choose to live on this earth and to fulfill my destiny, which I hadn't even begun to fulfill.
Tell me about the witch doctor. They wanted to kill you.
Oh, the witch doctor, yes. You know, sometimes we fear the devil and because we forget that greater is Jesus in us than he who is in the world. Amen? And here I was ministering for a full week in northern Tanzania with the Maasai tribe. I used to go there a couple times a year, and I would minister and minister and minister out in the bush in the Serengeti Plains. I walked up to the platform, and it was now time for me to preach, and I was teaching them about the redemptive blood of Jesus. And it was amazing, you know, and then all these people came forward for healing. And they want you to lay hands on them. That's what they expect. That's what they walk all these miles and days for. And so here I was, and I remember laying my hands on the first woman, and she went under the power, healed in the name of Jesus. And I went to go lay my hand on the next woman standing next to her, but on the corner of my eye, I saw this man, and he had this cane kind of stick, you know, that they carry with them. And I'm noticing that, you know, that he's, you know, very close to me. And I'm about to lay my hand on this woman, so, you know, it's happening very fast. And all of a sudden, he accidentally bumps into me. And as soon as he bumped into me, so lightly bumped into me, that man went flying backwards through the air. The people out there actually parted as he went flying through the air backwards on the ground dead. And I said, Jesus, help me. Somebody just died in the healing line. And I went running to the man. I was so surprised by the whole thing. And I went running to the man, and I got down to him. And when I reached down and touched him, he felt like he had been dead for a long time. His body was cold and stiff, like it had been dead for a very long time. And I said, in Jesus' name, I renounce the spirit of death. In Jesus' name, I command you to come back to life. And nothing happened. And I'm like going, oh Lord, this is a healing evangelist's worst nightmare. I'm like going, a man actually died in the healing line. Help me, Lord. And so I'm And so I was a little confused at what was going on. Why, you know? And so I laid my hand on him again, and I said, "You breathe now in Jesus' name." And I said it three times. "You breathe, breathe, breathe in the name of Jesus." And he took this big gasp of breath. And then he started to roll around and foam at the mouth, and all this demonic activity started coming out of the man. And I'm starting to stand up looking at this, and a woman out there had come to visit her people, and she said here, she goes, "Don't you know who he is?" And I said, "I don't. I don't know who he is. Who is he?" She goes, "He's the witch doctor." And I was like, oh, I get it. And that morning, I had prayed very differently before going out and ministering to the people all day. I had, as we were praying in the spirit, as we were praying in tongues that morning, I prayed something I had never prayed before, but I've prayed it ever since. I said, "And may every curse and assignment that they try to put on us today, may it bounce back on them and teach them a lesson in Jesus' name."
Well, that was a literal bounce back. The guy goes to touch her to put a curse on her, and he falls out dead. Would you pray right now against the spirit of death, the demon of death?
Amen.
Because I know the authority you carry.
Okay, let's hold hands. In the name of Jesus, right now, I renounce that spirit of death coming against you in the name of Jesus. I declare no weapon formed against you will prosper. This disease, this sickness, in Jesus' name, you leave their body. That spirit of suicide, you leave their body. That desire to abort your child, I command that spirit of death to come off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No evil will come near your dwelling. And those lying spirits will be silenced in the name of Jesus. That spirit of death, you come off of these people right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. But then, the next day, she goes to visit the witch doctor. What happened?
Yes, I went to go visit him the next day with the help of the interpreters, and I wanted to give him the opportunity to get born again if he was willing. And I walked into his hut, and I said, "Hi, I'm Becky. Do you remember me?" And he went like this, because he didn't want to look at me. And he was afraid to look at me, and he was, you know, and he felt embarrassed about everything that happened, because he realized that he was operating in the lesser power than what we operate in, Jesus. Amen? And so I gave him the opportunity to get born again, and he says, "I can't do what you're asking me to do." And I said, "Why can't you?" He said, "The other witch doctors, which are higher than he is, they already came to visit me, and they threatened me if I give my life to Jesus." And I tried to minister to him, and he said, "I can't. They've come, and they have threatened my life. I cannot do this." And I said, "Okay, I'm telling you how to get born again. I'm just telling you, and this is what you do." And so I told him, and we were walking out of the hut, and outside of his hut were standing several of his wives, because out there they have multiple wives, and many children and grandchildren and all of that. And they were standing outside of the hut, and he walked me out to the doorway, so he saw everything and heard everything that was going on. And they said, "We don't want what you have. We don't want your inheritance. We want this Jesus that she's talking about."
You literally saw the contest between evil and God. Mm-hmm. And it's a no contest. We win.